And it's a Friday morning connection. We're excited to be back with the Dubois Chamber of Commerce for our Chamber Connections podcast. Let's talk business. And I have the pleasure again of having Addison Makinich here with us.
Thank you again for having us at the Chamber back again. We're excited to always talk to our local business leaders, and today is no different. We're excited to introduce Chris Kowalczyk today. He is the head pharmacist at the Medicine Shop in Dubois. So welcome, Chris.
Thank you. We're very excited to be here today.
I'm excited to learn more about what you guys do there at the Medicine Shop. And I feel like this is quickly becoming one of my favorite programs just because I get to know people a little bit better.
Definitely. So to start off, can you tell us a bit about what the Medicine Shop's mission is and the types of services you offer to the community?
Well, our basic mission statement is caring beyond prescriptions. And we take that very seriously. We work very hard to establish relationships with our customers. It's more than just getting a prescription filled. We want to get to know you, get to know your family, and do what we can to help basically make a positive impact in your life, doing whatever we can within our own resources to do that, whether it's helping manage your medications, delivery services, or some days it's just a friendly hi and how you doing and doing what we can. So we're always very excited to help others, and I think that shows in our work ethic.
Yeah, that's great. That's definitely evident, and just even the way that you speak about the people who come in there, there's a lot of care and concern in your voice.
Yeah.
So
yes.
That does not go unnoticed. I would imagine this past year's been a little crazy for you as well. As a pharmacy, I think everybody has had a not so typical year, but as a pharmacy, you probably dealt with a couple different things that were even more so. How did the Medicine Shop maybe adapt or change things for 2020 for everything that you weren't able to do in person?
Yeah, we definitely had to think outside the box, especially when we pride ourselves on relationships and interacting with people. Mm-hmm. So we were still able to do that, but obviously we had the social distancing protocols, and we had curbside pickup. We offered free delivery, local delivery to our customers, but we also tried to take that a step further. We offered an immune support section, which had some vitamin C, some zinc. We were able to get some masks in stock, hand sanitizer, and do what we could to help keep our patients healthy. We also have the COVID vaccine in stock, where we can, if you schedule an appointment, we can take care of you at the pharmacy, or if you're a business, we can go on location to help immunize that way as well.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah, so you're saying, because I hope that people didn't miss out on hearing this, you're saying that if a business, whatever that might be, if you have multiple employees who want the COVID-19 vaccine, you're actually able to visit them?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, we will. Obviously, there's some logistics involved, but yeah, if anyone's interested, just give us a call. We can set up a timeline or a schedule, and we will go on site, whether it's 2 o'clock in the morning for a swing shift, 7 a.m. before work, or 6 p.m. We'll do what we can to help you. So Great. We just want to, like, again, we're all about making a positive impact in our community, and we'll do what we can to help. So, yes.
That's great. And then for the people that just want to get their individual vaccines, when they come into the store, do they have to make an appointment beforehand?
Yeah. Yes, it's easier because, again, it's easier to manage because obviously you have your day-to-day workflow.
Yeah.
And then if 20 people would walk in, you know, expecting a vaccine, that's sometimes hard to manage. So we recommend that you call to make an appointment. That way we can kind of stagger things. Making sure that you can get the attention you need and get you in and out. We carry the Moderna vaccine, which is a 2-shot series, and the 2 shots are separated by 4 weeks, so you'd have to make 2 visits. But it's been going great. It's been well received, and we've been giving a lot of immunization, so we're excited to help.
Great.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Chris, we've talked a lot about the vaccines, but, you know, pharmacies, I imagine, do a lot of medications. And for a lot of us, I mean, we might have multiple medications or even multiple supplements to try to keep organized. What do you do with that?
Well, we have a program that we're very excited about. It's called the DisPill program. And basically it helps organize and manage your medications into a weekly pod. if you're on multiple medications, it's you're able to see what your medications are and when they're due. Each pod is labeled, so you know the contents of the pod. And then, again, it's just a great reminder service to help people managing, because we see a lot of people that are on 8, 9, 10 medications, and it's easy to forget. I forget mine some days.
Me too.
So this is a great way. It's a great reminder service. And again, we do it free of charge.
Wow, that's incredible. And I mean, it's not just convenient. It's also, that's a safety issue.
Yeah, it helps a lot with compliance. And then and sometimes even if you're looking after a loved one, you can actually see that, oh, wait a minute, you're not really taking your medications the way you're supposed to. Mm-hmm. We need to figure something out, because, and this is the opportunity where they can help manage their medications.
Yeah, it's so. All about keeping people healthy.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
I know that this has been just a difficult year for a lot of people. And Chris, I hope you don't mind that I throw you this extra question, because I love how much care you can actually, mm-hmm. you can legitimately hear it in your voice. You know, you care for everybody who comes in there. What is your favorite part of your job?
That's easy. People. I like to interact with people and to do what I can to help them. But I really, and my staff as well, we sincerely enjoy seeing people come in and asking them how they're doing, or, hey, I saw your son's ball game last night. They did a great job. Or, hey, I saw your daughter's softball team, or, so we really get involved in, but it's genuine, it's real, and we do care. And oh, by the way, we do try to help them manage their medications however they can too. But we're really about creating a positive customer experience, and I think we do it very well.
I love the community-based feel that your pharmacy offers.
Yes,
especially.
Yes.
So if people want to stop by, where are you guys located and how can they contact
you? We are located on 30 West Park Avenue, and our phone number is 814-371-0800. Monday through Friday, we're open 9 to 6, and Saturday, we're open 9 to 1.
Great.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us getting better introduced. This has been the Du Bois Chamber Connections Let's Talk Business podcast. And a big thank you to Addison Makinich from the Du Bois Chamber this morning. And of course, Chris Kowaljik, the head pharmacist at the Medicine Shop here in Du Bois.